right, we go back to Jason Wilde, the three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, rejoining us now on the program. Alex Struff, Gabe Neitzel with you. Jason, early takeaways from the Packers schedule release.
Well, I just said them all. I'm sorry you couldn't hear them. I mean, I don't know what the deal is. I've been talking the whole time. I think you guys have covered a lot of what I would have said. I mean, look, the October 26th, I'm sorry, I understand he's not on their roster yet, but the possibility of him, of Aaron Rodgers facing his former team, I don't know how you beat that. But look, they're tied for the fifth most difficult schedule based on winning percentage of their opponents from last season. And we know that all these teams change, and so that's not, you know, the end-all, be-all way to judge the strength of schedule. We don't know who's good, who's not. But, you know, you look at their schedule, and I would say they didn't do the Packers any favors. And I'm sure there's other teams with other beat writers and radio guys having the same conversation about their schedule. But, you know, the really early bye, you know, I know they've got the Thanksgiving game that gives them, you know, a mini bye back there. But not only do they have the early bye, but they also have the mini bye of playing on Thursday after week two. Like, it doesn't do them a whole lot of favors, I would say. And look, they got four primetime games. I would say that the fact that they have those still underscores their national popularity right now. I think the maximum you can be given going into the season is five. If you look at the last five seasons, going back to 2020, the Kansas City Chiefs have played 26 primetime games. Mm. The Packers have played 25.
Wow.
So that tells you, you know, kind of how they're viewed. So, again, now a bunch of these games can be flexed. You know, that first year with Love, I think they had five scheduled primetime games, and then, you know, the TV networks kind of hedged their bets by having a number of them late in the year when they could flex out of them. And ultimately, not only did they not flex out of them, but then they flexed that Vikings game into primetime at U.S. Bank Stadium. So, you know, you guys have made some really good points. Those are the things that jumped off the page to me when I first saw the schedule.
We know that Matt LaFleur doesn't like playing international games, and we knew that they weren't going to do that earlier this week when the NFL released that. And you mentioned the early bye. Because they had to deal with the early bye 2 years ago, the first year that Jordan Love was the starter, do you think they have a pretty good plan in order to navigate that this season?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, you can plan all you want. It still sucks. Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh yeah.
Like and again, you know that and then they had didn't they have the other issue of wasn't that 2020? Are you sure that was 2023?
So 2023 they had a week six bye. A week six bye. So it's not quite week five, but you know, still an incredibly early bye.
Right. And then the year before that, they turned down the bye.
Because they didn't want it to be that early.
Because they didn't want it that early after five games, after losing the Giants in London. And then they had a bye with four games left in the season, mm-hmm. which was also less than
ideal.
Yeah,
just not great.
Like, you know, even though Tausch always messes up this saying, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. And so either you're running a lengthy gauntlet and then you have a very late bye, or you have an early bye, now you're running that gauntlet late. And again, I would underscore the fact, too, that they use up whatever benefit there is to playing a Thursday night game by ending up with that in week two. Like, the great thing about the otherwise drawbacks of Thursday night football is that you then get a mini bye after that. You don't need it after week two. That's one you'd like to have later in the season. Now, you mm-hmm. do obviously, again, have Thanksgiving, which provides you one of those little mini byes as well. But, you know, again, I'm guessing if I was sitting with Matt LaFleur right now, having a Pinot Grigio or whatever it is he drinks, he's probably irritated with how early the bye comes for his team.
Well, the weather will still be nice enough in week five for him to have a Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, just that's on the warm, back deck or something. Yeah.
Warm weather wine. Yeah, no doubt about it. Jason Wilde with us here, ESPN Wisconsin's schedule release special. Alex Stroh, Gabe Neitzel with you until 8 o'clock tonight. The Bears come to Green Bay week 14, December 7th. 13 days later, the Packers go to Soldier Field December 20th. That is 13 days between two matchups against their bitter rival who beat them in week 18 this past season. You've got, what was it, Gabe? It was five divisional matchups in the final 7 weeks, if
correct.
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, from week 12 on, you have five of the six games.
And obviously the other one comes week one against the Lions. What about the divisional games stuck out to you, Jason?
That they're all kind of clumped together, right? I mean, you obviously have the Lions game to open the season, but the fact that two games against the Vikings, two games against the Bears, and one game against the Lions all come in the final, what is that, 7 weeks of the season? Is my math right there?
Your math is correct, yes.
Four,
well done.
Six, seven. That's, you know, that's problematic that five of those seven games will all be divisional games. Or it's an immense opportunity. Look, I don't. You know, none of us know, right? We always kind of do this fun exercise, even though we're not supposed to, of going through all 17 games, win, loss, win, 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 loss.
You want to do that with us coming up next, Jason? We're doing that next segment. If you want to stick around?
I'd love to, but we all do it, right? Whether
yes.
we do it on the air or not, and none of us knows what the hell we're talking about. Like, you know, I picked them to go. You and I, devastating our young friend. Pick them to go, what was it, 6-11 in 2023? And instead they went 9-8 and made the playoffs. And then last year I picked them to go 12-5. They finished 11-6. You know, I felt like they were who I thought they were last year.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure what they are this year. And if I went game by game, I don't know where I would land. But I would say this, to me, the biggest thing about this schedule is the bookends of it. Like, you start the season, and no offense to Cleveland, Cleveland rocks, but you start the season, even if you don't think Brian Schottenheimer is a great choice to replace Mike McCarthy, that's on the road in prime time in Dallas.
They've done some things to get better. Yeah, they've done some things to get better this year, Jason.
So in the first 4 weeks, you get the Lions, who have won the division the last 2 years, and hey, maybe it's a good thing to get them early as they try to, you know, get their sea legs with two new coordinators, right, after losing both Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. Then you get the Commanders, who played in the freaking NFC Championship game last year with their rookie quarterback, and then 2 weeks later you get the Cowboys. But then at the end, like, if you, and I know there's a polluted mindset, Mike McCarthy would tell me, but if you don't win those first two games out of the chute, not only are you 0-2 against two of the theoretically best teams in your conference, but on top of that, you're also 0-2 in two home games, and you only have eight of them because this is a year where you have nine road games. So suddenly now you have, out of the final 15 games, nine of them are on the road. So getting off to a fast start is going to, against two really good teams, is going to be enormous. And then having a really good finishing kick against a NFC North heavy lineup is also going to be the big decider for this team.
All right. Two very quick things for Jason Wilde before we let him go and we take a break. Here on ESPN Wisconsin schedule release special, the gold package this year, neither of the games that the gold package gets is on a Sunday. Week 2 against the Commanders Thursday night football, week 10 against the Eagles Monday night football is your gold package games this year after receiving all three divisional games last year. Maybe the Packers righting a wrong with that one.
No, come on, man. We can't continue that narrative, right? Like, I know everybody from the gold package last year thought, oh, yeah, the NFL, they really like the Milwaukee season. No, they have nothing to do with any of this. The NFL sets the schedule. Does it suck for the Milwaukee season ticket holders to have two weekday primetime games? Yes, that is unfortunate.
I am starting to believe Gabe did not sense the sarcasm in my voice when I said that.
Well, no, I just don't even, because people are dumb
out
there.
I didn't either.
People are dumb out there, Strofe, and I don't want to give any credence to any
nice.
Of this. I want the green and gold package people. I want them to come together. I want to end the civil war between the green and gold season ticket.
Hey, I got bad news for you, brother. You ain't ended the civil war. All right, real quick, I want everybody to answer with the sexiest game on the schedule that's not a divisional opponent. So I don't want an answer of the Lions, Vikings, or Bears.
That's easy.
Go ahead.
Steelers.
Oh, that's not the route I would have gone.
Steelers,
again, Sunday Night Football, October 26th.
I'm assuming whatever number he's going to be wearing, I mean, 12's retired there, so he can't wear it. I don't know if 8's retired, if he can wear 8 there. If Rodgers under center, that's the answer.
Okay. Steelers, Jason?
Do I have to pick something different now that that's been taken?
No, you can also pick that if you want.
Yeah, no, I don't think anything comes close to that. If he's the quarterback there.
Correct.
If he's, you know, happily married and decides I'm not playing this season, then that becomes a hell of a lot less sexy. Although if you want that Mason Rudolph revenge game, hey, more power to you. Look, there are some games on this schedule that are really good football games, right? I mean, and let's not forget, the Cincinnati Bengals certainly had their problems last year, but they kind of figured things out down the stretch. Mm-hmm. And were probably the team that you didn't want any part of if you were an NFC team worried about them making the postseason. So that's not an easy game either. But look, I look at this schedule. There are some potential clunkers that you better not lose, right? I mean, you can't go to Arizona and lose, for example, when you've got some of these other challenging games. But again, I'm going to go back to the first two games in a 4-day window or 5-day window. Like, the idea of facing those two teams, one that made the NFC Championship game 2 years ago and lost it, the other that made last year's NFC Championship game, those are big-time, big-time games.
Well said. Jason Wilde, we will be listening to you tomorrow at 9 a.m., breaking down the schedule, I'm sure, with Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tasher. Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
The great Jason Wilde with us here on ESPN Wisconsin's Schedule Release Special. Well, speaking of the Schedule Release Special, I know you, listening right now to me and Gabe Neitzel, have been waiting 364 games for the long-awaited return of everybody's favorite radio segment. Gabe Neitzel, Alex Strofe play the Schedule Game. What will the Packers' record be in 2025? We tell you our picks. Coming up next, right here on ESPN Wisconsin.